Okay, so we're holding over here, we're discussing Stam, the halachas that pertain to writing Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos. So again, as we'll see more tonight, some halachas are only Sefer Torah based, only Tefillin based. Many of the halachas go through all three departments, but we'll see that perhaps they're different. What we discussed last week, and this is what we'll focus on more this week, is we know there's basically a very famous machloikis between the Beis Yosef and the Arizal to how exactly should some of the letters look. We know something called Ksav Beis Yosef versus Ksav Arizal. So we left off talking about this last week. Last week we spoke a lot about the computers, and the more and more people I talk to, both here and in other communities, everyone tells me the same story. They had the best this and that, and they ran it through the computer, and there were flaws and there were mistakes. Because again, there's over 304,000 letters in a Sefer Torah. That gives you a lot of room for human error. Again, not that anyone's bad, but there's human error. So that's the push for having computer checked Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos, all of the above. So we left off last week. We got involved with a very important child that we should all be aware of. Both when we're purchasing Tefillin, Mezuzos, Sefer Torah, perhaps, if we're going to buy a Sefer Torah, what type of writing do we want? What type of ksav do we want? So we mentioned there's the Ashkenazic version of what's called ksav Beis Yosef. That's the most Ashkenazic literature Jews have. Then there's what's called ksav Arizal, which is what most chassidim, or what people consider themselves chassidish, whatever that means, or hamish, whatever word you want to use to fill in that association, they use ksav Ari. And one of the major differences between ksav Beis Yosef and ksav Ari is how to write the tzadi. Is the tzadi, the top right corner, a regular yud? Or is it what's known as a yud hafucha, it's an inverted yud? So we mentioned last week, and this we'll begin discussing, that the Vilna Gaon took a very strong opinion on this. The Vilna Gaon was quoted in Maaser Rav saying that the inverted yud is somehow involved with the Shabtai Tzvi, and it's treif, it's unacceptable, it's not allowed. That was supposedly the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. So, just to clarify, what did the Vilna Gaon mean by that? So the way Rav Moshe Sternbach and his tshuva, number one, we might have seen this last week, I apologize, I don't remember. If we did, it's a little chazara. But Rav Moshe Sternbach basically clarifies that, what did the Vilna Gaon mean? The Vilna Gaon was throwing out the Arizal. Says Rav Moshe Sternbach, what the Vilna Gaon meant was like this. If your entire life you follow the Beis Yosef, you're not an Arizal guy. But when it comes to Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos, all of a sudden you're an Arizal guy. That's Shabtai Tzvi. What Shabtai Tzvi did is it got into the mind of the people, and he convinced them that when it comes to Stam, you got to go Arizal. Again, if you always follow Arizal because you're of Hasidish background, fine. So you always follow Arizal. So this is no different. That's not what he meant. What the Vilna Gaon meant was if you normally never follow Arizal, you're a very litvisha person. You follow Shulchan Aruch, Taz, and the Shach. You don't follow Arizal's Menhagim. And all of a sudden now, when it comes to writing a Sefer Torah or to buying Tefillin, you use Arizal. That's what they meant in going in the ways of the Shabtai Tzvi. Other than that, it doesn't really present a problem. Okay, we mentioned this, I think, last week as well. Now, just to be fair and honest, Arizal lived or died not so far off from when the Beis Yosef died. Not so many years off. The Beis Yosef was born significantly earlier than the Arizal, but the death was only a few years apart. So do we really believe the Arizal was the one who made up these letters? The answer is of course not. The Arizal was not the one who made up these letters. If you look at number two, the Sefer Minchas Tzvi, he writes, Achash is a chinu l'ksav yad shesavetar yishonam ha-miyuchosam l'chach misvarar ha-kadumim oy lefnei Arizal. He says, we found manuscripts of old Sefrei Torah printed way before the Arizal. Again, the Arizal came on in the early mid to 1500s. He died at the end of the 1500s. But there was Sefrei Torah before the 1500s. The Rishonim had Sefrei Torah. The Gaonim had Sefrei Torah. We had Sefrei Torah in the Gemara. What was in their Gemara? What was in their Sefrei Torah? Says the Minchas Tzvi, we found the Sefer Torah that dates back to the times of the Ran. And there it says, there we found an averted yud. So it wasn't that Arizal's chiddush to have an averted yud on the tzadi. This was already found in old manuscripts dating back to the times of the Rishon. Rav Moshe Sternbach says something fascinating. Rav Moshe Sternbach still lives today in Eretz Yisrael, and he writes the following idea number three. He says, "Ubizmanenu hachoyfrim, the diggers, those who research." Matzu tefillin yishanim b'yoseh im oid mumatzim. They found an old pair of tefillin. Shemuchichim shem kvar mizman bar kochva. That historically date back to the time of Bar Kochva. When did Bar Kochva live? Right after Chorban Bayis Sheni. It was significantly after Chorban Bayis Sheni, the time of Rebbe Akiva. That, again, so it's dating us to after Chorban Bayis Sheni. Ubatku matzu shama d'ois tzadi yoshev alehafuch. And the tefillin, the yud, was not inverted. It was the tzadi like we have it. So we got a testimonial that, forget, again, we have the Ran, I don't mean to throw out the Ran, but says Rav Moshe, we found, at least in the times of Bayesheni or post Bayesheni, the way that Tzadi looked was like the Beis Yosef has it. That's not enough of information, says Rav Moshe. You see, at least this one pair of tefillin was found, was following the Messiah of Ashkenaz. And that's why the Gro was saying, changing it is going against the tide. Following Arizal is going against the tide. So if your whole life you go with the Arizal, fine. But says Rav Moshe Sternbuch, there definitely was a movement in history where people were writing like the Ksav Beis Yosef with the regular Tzadi, not the inverted Tzadi. Okay, so that's already a historical debate. When was the earliest time where Tzadi was written with inverted? So either you have the times of the Ran, the Arizal made it popular, but clearly according to Rav Moshe Sternbuch, they found an old pair of tefillin, and the old pair of tefillin date back to the times of Bar Kochva, and there the Yud was regular the way we have it on the Tzadi. Okay. Now, what's another interesting discussion is, people say, I use Ksav Ari. What do you use Ksav Ari for? Are your mezuzahs Ksav Ari? Are your tefillin Ksav Ari? Are you Sifrei Torah Ksav Ari? What does it mean that say, I'm a Ksav Ari? So when we spoke last week, we saw the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef wrote this on Hilchas Tefillin. Now, when the Arizal was arguing, was he on all Stam, or was he only on specific Stam? So if you look in the Shari HaKavonis, now, we know we have very, very few, if any, Svarim from the Arizal himself. All that we have is from his Talmidim. His most prized Talmud was Reb Chaim Vital. Reb Chaim Vital wrote a sefer called Shara Kavanis, where he basically tells us all the Hanhogias, all the Dinim, all the comments from the Arizal. And there he writes, number four, Ba'ois Tzadi, this is in Hilchos Tefillin. When he's telling us, how do you write your letter, says the Arizal, says the Reb Chaim Vital, quoting his Rebbe, the Arizal, Shara Kavanis, Ba'ois Tzadi, Kulam Yishnei Rosh, and there should be two tops, Ke'en Shnei Yudin, the two tops of the Tzadi should look like two Yudin, Vayimini Ke'en Yun Hafuchal Achre. And the one on the right should look like a Yud, that's inverted. That's the Arizal's Chiddush. The Arizal thought that the Tzadi, the way we have the Tzadi, is a Nun with two little tops, and on the top, that corner top should be inverted. We mentioned last week from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Reb Chaim Kanievsky thought there was at least nine Rishonim who thought it's not inverted. But here we have the Ran that had it inverted. Okay, so Machoikis says the Arizal, that's one piece. So this is the Mekar of the Arizal. The Arizal writes, Al Pi Kabbalah, whatever it is, that it's supposed to be written that way. Then at the end of the piece, Reb Chaim Vital says the following. I asked my Rebbe the Arizal, Beyin Tzuras Oisis, Asher Kama Shinuyim V'Chilukim Yesh. I asked my Rebbe, I said, Rebbe, I'm well aware that there's different versions of writing the letters. Bein Ksivas HaSvardim, L'Ksivas HaAshkenazim, V'Oma Ali, Kilukulam Yesh Remez, V'Soyd Nirmez Lamala. They're all good. They all have their Remez in Shemayim. So now it's a little confusing. Is the Arizal endorsing his style of Ksav? Or is he saying all versions of Ksav are okay? Well, you just told me that the way you're supposed to write the Tzadi is one way. Then you're supposed to tell me, well, there's other options out there. So what's right? What's wrong? What are you supposed to do? So I found over here in a sefer called Vayeshev Hayam, where he tines that this seems to be a steer in the Arizal. Did the Arizal think all options are good, or did the Arizal think, no, specifically, you should write it with the inverted yud? With the inverted yud? So he writes it this. Number five, V'niru liyashat kushizu, Dil oilam sfiru leil rabbeinu aridu b'ksiva sifrei toiru mezuzois yasu asvardim ashkenazim kolecha kimen hoga. They think the answer to this kash is that the Arizal had a middle-of-the-road approach. He thought when it comes to writing mezuzos and sefer Torah, don't do my version. Everyone can do whatever they want. Invert it, don't invert it, my letter, whatever you want. The Rakh Biksivas Parsha shall tefillin svirlei, shagam asvardim agam ashkenazim tzichem al derech asoyi, the koisim ois, ba'oisim ois yeshehizkit tziyura. When does there hakbada for what we have called ksav ari? That's only for tefillin. When you want to write your mezuzah, write whatever you want. If you're a, write Beis Yosef, write whatever you want, write ksav elish. When did the Arizal have this hakbada of Arizal ksav? That was only for the tefillin. So that's why the Arizal writes that Tzadi by the tefillin is supposed to look a certain way. All the other letters, do whatever you want. And this became common practice among some gedolim that the whole hakpod of Ksav Ari is only for tefillin. So let's say, for example, you hold yourself to have chassidish background. So your tefillin of Ksav Ari, what are your mezuzahs going to be? The answer could be whatever you want them to be. They could be Ari, they could be Beis Yosef, because the hakpod of Ari, according to this version, was only on tefillin. It wasn't on anything else. And that's the way the Heshiv Moshe, the first, we'll call him the first Satmar Rebbe, he didn't live in Satmar, and Satmar wasn't the town there, but he was the original Rav Moshe Teitelbaum. Today was the Satmar Rebbe's Yard Set, we spoke about it Sunday morning, but his great-great-grandfather was the Heshiv Moshe, Rav Moshe Teitelbaum, famous story with Rav Moshe Teitelbaum. He started out as a Litvashiyid, the regular Litvashiyid. He was a big gadol. He wrote Chalos and Shuvos in Hungary. And then his son-in-law was a Chassidish. His daughter married a Chassidish guy. And he got exposed to Chassidus and he became a full-blown Chassidish. He was very taken by the Chazim Lublin. And the Heshev Moshe became a Chassidish Rebbe. But the Heshev Moshe wrote Chalos and Shuvos that are very accepted. We'll see the Chazon Ish in Shuvos Heshev Moshe. So, very accepted Shuvos. So in his Shuvos, he has the following Shaila. And someone told me that one of the Sefer Torah in my shul are like this. What happens if you have a mixed breed Sefer Torah? Half the Sefer Torah has letters of Ari, and half the Sefer Torah has letters of Beis Yosef. Is that a problem? Interesting question. If a mixed breed Sefer Torah, some of the tzaddis, the yuds inverted, some of the tzaddis are not inverted. The Sefer wasn't makbid, he did whatever he wanted. So this should take us to a very fundamental question. If you hold that the Beis Yosef is right, does that mean the Arizal is wrong? And if you hold that Arizal is right, does that mean by definition the Beis Yosef is wrong? So the Heshev Moshe deals with the Shaila, number 6. Says the Heshev Moshe, Shaila Nun Aleph. Sheesh Bikan Sefer Torah, Chatzi Nichtav HaTzadi Kazeh. Half the Tzadis are written this way, which is the inverted version, which we'll call Ksav Ari. The Chatzi Nichtav Kazeh. And the other half are written the regular way, Beis Yosef. Madina. He writes, והנה מבור שם במצווה, במצווה שמורה, בשם רב חיים ויטל, והריזל, והשינויים שיש בצורס האויסיס בין הספרד והשכנז, מי ישמח לכולם. He quotes the shtickle Arizal that we started out with, that the Arizal says, all options are good. The Arizal wasn't passeling ksav Beis Yosef. The Arizal wasn't saying that my ksav is the only ksav. All ksavim are good. My way is good, and Beis Yosef, everyone's good. So what did he mean? El ha-korchach, elu ve-elu, divili kimchaim. Everything's good. ומבור במשנס חסידים במספר תיקון תפילים פרק אב לחזיין דבעידן ציר שווי כמנהוגי מהטויב ואין לדחוי שראי שהווייסי שלו יהווה תארת הדססרי. He says, one second, why isn't that a תארת הדססרי? You have one Sefer Torah where you're going like one man d'omer and one Sefer Torah like that's a tarot of disaster. You can't have it both ways. Either be a Beis Yosef guy or be an Arizal guy. Says the Beis Yosef, says the Ramosha Teitelbaum. I have a question. What happens if you show up to the Sefer Torah to get an aliyah wearing Beis Yosef tefillin? Is that a tarot of disaster? I'm wearing my Beis Yosef tefillin while I'm reading from an Arizal Sefer Torah. Does that present a tarot of disaster? So the Heshev Moshe says it doesn't. It's not a raya. You know why? Because everyone had Beis Yosef tefillin. Because the hakbod of the Arizal was never on. Was never on the Torah. The hakbod of the Arizal was always on the tefillin. Ve'im litchas a raya sheveisi shloi avitayt esas mehod oilin lehev Torah betefillin. Shadas emes yeshoyim d'shemach d'haloi kvar kasavti lel. The tefillin royally oskein adas emes. V'loi b'sefer Torah. That's not going to be a tarot of disasri because the whole chumrah of the Arizal was only by tefillin and not by sefer Torah. So the Heshev Moshe writes clearly, like we were pointed out from the Arizal, that this whole Ksav Ari should only be by tefillin. So when you walk into the Sefer and you want to buy a mezuzah, you don't have to ask for Ksav Ari. Am I tefillin or Ksav Ari? Yes! Because the Arizal wrote tefillin should be Ksav Ari. Only tefillin, nothing else. So according to the Heshev Moshe, it comes out, as the V'yeshav Hayam points out as well in Chaim Vital, that the whole Chumrah of the Arizal today should only be tefillin, not for anything else. The Chazon Ish points out on this Heshev Moshe, says the Chazon Ish number 7, ובתשובס Heshev Moshe הביא דל פי המקובלים, קויסם בתפילן צד הפוך, ובסייפת תורה צד ישר, says the Chazon Ish, I saw from the truth of the Heshev Moshe, Heshev Moshe lived in the end of the 1700s, that there was a minog, that the Arizal's tzadi should only be on tefillin, not by Sefer Torah. ואף שלא ראינו כמז מנינו, I don't see that today, says the Chazon Ish. Today, if you're an Arizal guy, so everything's Ksav Ari. Your Sefer Torah is Ksav Ari, your mezuzah is Ksav Ari. I don't know if people know this. I'm not sure. Right? So some people who are, again, generally speaking, you're going to have Ksav Ari if you have a Chassidish background. Someone, your grandfather, father, someone was of Chassidish pedigree. So then, in theory, not only should your tefillin be Ksav Ari, but your mezuzah should be Ksav Ari. You have to be consistent. Says the Chazon Ish, even though the Heshev Moshe says not like that, but that's not the custom. We come up with the Dvarav Shayinoyim Kane. Says the Chazon Ish, you see at least that was the minhag back then. At least in the end of the 1700s, Jews were not being consistent. They were having only Ksav, Arif, and Tefillin, and then for everything else, they were doing other things as well. It's interesting, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Lubavitch, first Lubavitch Rebbe, also again, 1700s, he writes, Valpi Kapolos Arizal Kol Hatzadi Shebetfilin Yeroshimin Kimon Yir Hafucha. What is the time from the Shulchan Aruch Rav? It's only a tefillin chumr. When people throw around Ksav Ari, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's only for tefillin. It's not for mezuzahs, it's not for Sefer Torah, it's not for Haf Torah, it's not for Megillah, it should only be for the tefillin. Yet, if you look at number 8, the Sefer Shari Halacha Minog, this was written by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the last one, Now again, the Shulchan Aruch Rabbah, the first Lubavitch Rebbe. Shari Alachu Minag is the last Lubavitch Rebbe. What does he write? Eich Kais Mechatfil B'Sefer Torah. Someone asked him, how do you write, what should the letters look like in the Sefer Torah? He writes, Kvahitik Mimichtovi Mechtav Moiri V'choy Mi'admor. My father-in-law wrote, Shah Minagain Ulichtai B'Sefer Torah Gam Kem B'Yur Hafucha. We Lubavitch write, even in the Sefer Torah, Yur Hafucha. Now that's exactly against the diak we just made in the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Rav and Mishnah of Rav, Shomer Shekain Rav, Sefer Torah Shekdoyim Mumchem Mekamaderis, or Sefer Torah Mumchem Shederesov. That's the way all the Sefer Torah looked. Again, not like the Heishav Moshe. The Heishav Moshe claimed no, that the Arizal's Ksav was only for Tefillin, not for anything else. Says the Lubavitch Rebbe, according from his father-in-law, not like that. It seems to be almost against the Shulchan Aruch Rav, but the Lubavitch. So Lubavitches are hold not like that. Lubavitches hold Arizal for everything. Or at least the Yur HaFucha for everything. If you look in the Kesis HaSeifer, the Sefer by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Rav, we spoke about last week, he writes in number 9, V'alpi Kabbalas HaRizal Kol HaTzadi Shebe Tefillin Yisa Roishim. And it sounds like it's a Tefillin thing again. Only by the Tefillin does it perhaps have to be Ksav Yur HaFucha, but not by anything else. Klausenberg Chassidim, based on the Klausenberg Rebbe in the Sefer Div Yitziv, follow this. They only use Ksav Ari for Tefillin and not for anything else. That was the opinion, that is the minhag of Klausenberg Chassidim today, based on all that we're saying right now. However, if you look at number 10, and Moshe Shtenbach writes, Ubitzvas, he found a lot of, Moshe Shtenbach apparently was doing a lot of research, so he found one old pair of tefillin that dated back to the time of Bar Kochva, right? Now he found another old piece of history. Number 10, he writes, Ubitzvas, Re'isi Sefer Torah Yoshen, says, I was in Tzvas, and I found an old Sefer Torah, Hamyuchas la Hakodesh Arizal, the Shama Hafuch Tzas Ukimeneg Asvard, and there I saw in the Sefer Torah the Yud was inverted. Now that's a kasha, right? Because we keep on saying that the Arizal held you only invert it for Tefillin, you don't invert it for the Sefer Torah. And I found one that was supposed to be Ksavari, and in the Ksavari the Sefer Torah was again not the Tefillin. In the Sefer Torah the Yud was Hafuch. The Teimani. Shemapi Kabbalah rak betfilin atzadi huvacholay b'sefer Torah. And Moshe Shtenbach was bothered. He said, "I thought that's not the Messiah. Like the Heishav Moshe told us, it's not in the Sefer Torah. It's only in the Tefillin." He writes, "Avon nira d'me'achas shel adaita ma'hepach ein apostle tzuris ois lechilku v'nagul lichtei tami behepach." Said Moshe Shtenbach, it must have been what happened over time was they figured themselves like this. It can't be wrong to invert the tzadi because if it would be wrong, it would pass on my Tefillin. And the Arizal told me to put it into my Tefillin. So it's not wrong. So no, we'll write into the Sefer Torah also. Not that the Arizal was against it. The Arizal was pro Yud HaFucha in the Tefillin. What you do for the Sefer Torah, free for all. It can't be wrong because if it were to be wrong, it should pass on my Tefillin. But if you're an Ashkenaz person, you don't do it in your tefillin, you don't do it in your Sefer Torah. And perhaps it even passes it if you have this change. So again, if you open up a Sefer Torah today, you'll find in what's called Ksav Ari, the Yud is inverted. You'll get an Aliyah in Shul and you'll look for these things and ask, and you'll notice that the Ksav Ari in the Sefer Torah is also with an inverted Tzadi. So the Minhag today is not like what the Achronim point out, which is somewhat interesting. If you look at number 11, the Sefer Shevet HaKohasi was written by one of the Belza Resh Koil, either Belza Resh Koil or Belza Dayan, his last name is Gross. He was asked the following Shaila, very interesting Shaila. I think this happens more than people think. You follow Arizal, your Chassidish background, you follow the Arizal not just for Tefillin, you follow him for Mezuzah also. No problem. And you take off your tefillin, and you take off your mezuzahs and chedish el, and you get them checked. And the Sefer tells you, you should know, some of your mezuzahs are ksav beis yosef. U'kishabodek ha-mezuzah shelo yirod yosef, gam kei mezuzahs mechtav beis yosef. Him yachlev ha-ksav beis yosef ha-ksav ha-rizal. Should you now switch them? You're an Arizal guy. You should have everything ksav ha-rizal. We'll discuss a shayla later on. What happens if you find out that you're tefillin a ksav ha-rizal and you're really a beis yosef guy? You're litvish shebe litvish. Yeah, you're as hardcore Ashkenazic as they're out there. And you never realized that when your father told you, when you were bar mitzvah, no one asked you what tefillin you should get because you didn't know anyways. And your father perhaps didn't know. And your father told the sefer whatever you think. And the sefer gave you a rizal. Then you open up when you're an older fellow and you realize, what? I have ksav ha-rizal. I'm a beis yosef guy. Should you switch it? We'll talk about that child. But over here, it's a little less complicated. Over here, you're Ksav Arizal, you're a Chassidish guy, you follow Arizal. No problem. Yet, somehow, some way, when you bought your house, and you had to put up 15 mezuzahs, so someone gave you mezuzahs, you didn't bother checking, you didn't know anything. All you heard was free mezuzahs, that's the savings of whatever it is, so you took them. And now you realize, hey, half my house is Ksav Arizal, what should you do? So let's work this out together. What would we have answered to this question?
Well, if you assume the Arizal only said it by tefillin and not by mezuzahs, then what's your problem? You're good to go. So that's where he starts off the argument, this Rabbi Gross. He writes, if you assume the whole chumra of the Arizal was only by tefillin and not by sefer Torah, so mezuzahs in the same category. If you look back in manuscripts, they have manuscripts of the Arizal, that the Arizal himself only had an averted tzadi when it came to tefillin. So then, you, what are you worrying about? But he writes, "Avol kayoyim nogu asoifim nichtiv hakol b'ksav Arizal afilu megillas." That's not the minhag today. As the Chazanish pointed out, the Maisa today, those people who write ksav Arizal, they write ksav Arizal for everything. So should you switch out the tefillin and mezuzahs? So he says like this. Number 13, passing to this Rabbi Gross, who the fize mi sheyesh lo chelik ma mezuzah ksav beis Yosef, the chelik ksav ari yash iru. Nah, leave it. The ain't tzarich lahachlif ksav beis Yosef al ksav arizal. You don't have to switch it out. Why? Kivin the yeshayiv in the mezuzah lo marizal sheyesh lo mechsav beis Yosef. Because first of all, there are plenty of achrayim that held that there's no chumra of ksav arizal for a mezuzah. So you're noyig not like that because half your mezuzahs are ksav arizal. Okay, but the other you should leave them up. Even though today we are machmir, again, if you go into a chassidish house, you should ask the guy, what's in your mezuzahs? So I'll tell you, parshiyos, hopefully, right? Tell him, what's ksav? So again, if he's a Klausenberger chassid, they'll tell you, it's Beis Yosef. And you'll say, why is it not Arizal? Because the Klausenberger Rebbe held that you don't have to use ksav Arizal for mezuzahs. But if he doesn't know all this much, he'll tell you, what? I have ksav Beis Yosef. I have ksav Arizal in my tefillin. And my mezuzahs. Says this Rabbi Gross, he says, but if you already have the Beis Yosef up, you don't have to switch it out. If you're going to the Sfarim store, and you're buying new mezuzahs, and you're makbid on Arizal tefillin, so you should probably, the minhag is to have Arizal for your mezuzahs also, not that you necessarily have to. But if you're ready after the fact, you already have the mezuzahs up, and now you're going to swap them out, as a vayit, you don't have to do. However, if you look at number 14, Reb Shlomo Zalman, he has a different shayla. He says, what happens? Let's say in one pair of tefillin it's mismatched. Similar to the shayla of the Heshiv Moshe. Again, my tefillin shal roish, I have ksav beis Yosef. And my tefillin shal yad, I have ksav ari. Is that a tar to disasri? In one pair of tefillin, I have two different ksavim? So we had, the Heshiv Moshe was talking about in one sefer Torah. In one sefer Torah, I have half the letters one way, half the letters the other way. Here it's in one pair of tefillin, I have one way or the other. Now in tefillin it's more complicated, because in tefillin that's what that Arizal thought you should have it one way. So what does the Rishon Mizalma Paskin? He writes, Yotzi Dei Chavasa, you're totally okay. Avoroi L'Hashvasim Shiv B'Ksav Echad. But you should fix it. Get them all to be one. Whatever you want it to be. Either all Beis Yosef or all, but there shouldn't be this discrepancy that one is Arizal, one is Beis Yosef. So Paskin is Rishon Mizalma. Now that's by tefillin. Now,
you had the tat sasre in the word tzitzis.
Meaning a one tefillin itself, yeah. In the shalyad or in the shalroish. I think that would be perhaps even worse. Yeah, that'd be even worse. So what does Rishon Mizalman say in the footnote? He says, what about mezuzahs? He says, ach mezuzahs beisai ein tzarech shibayisai katsha parashas tefillin. What happens if I have one ksav tefillin and one ksav mezuzahs? Am I a walking contradiction? He says, no. He says, there's nothing wrong with you having ksav ari tefillin and ksav beis yosef mezuzahs. Why? Because there's this opinion that we spoke about already, that even according to the Arizal, your mezuzah should be regular ksav. Well, listen to the end of Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman thinks all the mezuzahs have to be consecutive, can be consistent. Which is different against this Rabbi Gross. Rabbi Gross is saying it's not the end of the world. Rabbi Zalman says, if you go into this farm store, don't say, well, there's a sale on ksav ari, so I'll buy half ksav ari and half ksav beis yosef. No, you got to be consistent. Your tefillin don't have to match your mezuzah, but your mezuzahs have to all be the same. So it's an important halacha coming from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman.
If you have Rashi and
Rabbeinu Tam. Next week, Mitzvah Hashem. Next week, we'll get into Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. That's the point. That's exactly what I want to get to right now. This is all, the whole premise is that one is right and one is wrong, and you can't have it both ways. You can't have your cake and eat it too. The question is that true? So the Heshe Moshe, the Satmar Rebbe told us, it's Elu ve'Elu. So if it's Elu ve'Elu, it's not a Tarat disaster. So that's where we come to over here to a tshuva of Reb Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger in the Sefer Kinas Sofer was sent a letter where he expresses his anger from the Shoyal. It's an interesting, I very rarely give you a whole tshuva just because we don't have enough paper. This one I gave A because it was pretty short, and B because the wording is very, very interesting to see how Reb Shlomo Kluger dealt with this. He writes like this. I got your letter on Friday, but I couldn't get the person to write it. Okay, now this morning I have the availability to write it, right? I couldn't send out the email, but today I'll write it out. My stomach is angry about the hurt, the what I hear coming out of your lips. That there is a person out there that is not a God-fearing Jew. He's not a God-fearing Jew. And then he plays a line from the Megillah. Mi hu zeve is who? Hashem milir labalas is Cain. Who has such an audacity? Lahoitzi gindvuve niruz al sifrei teresein akadeshim. Hashem olme ad loymar. Kim dehem ksuv miksavelish heim apsulim. Chutz binyak, says Ibn Shlomo Kluger. So Nudnik decided that he passed all the sifrei teresein that are ksavelish. He decided they're no good. Chutz binyak, says Ibn Shlomo, who are you? He says, I have no problem with Ksav Velish. Although the letters are different than my Ksav, I have no problem. And we mentioned last week, Ibn Velojin. In the Velojin Yeshiva, used to be from the Sefer Torah, Ksav Velish, believe it or not. Then he writes, he says, we have many Sefer Torah Velish. They are from some of the most precious Sefer Torah. And the big community, the poi yesh sefer ksav velish min harav hagoyin abezin the poi sefer gor Arya Yehuda or sefer Yalas Chen, who is the author of these svarim, or beponai koru by alfei alof in poem in front of him, we read it thousands of time. Im kol chachmi Yisrael yodah pesulim at chazeh bov alim and oisam. None of these great rabbis knew that ksav velish was possible until some young nunnik decided he's going to learn the sugya of stam. And he passes velish. Says Reb Shlomo Kluger, you didn't discover America. There were rabbis before you. Thank you very much. Have a good day. If you have issues with ksav velish, please express your questions. But don't go around passing sefer Torah. So this is the assumption that all ksavim are acceptable. So if all ksavim are acceptable, so there should really be no major problems over here. This was the opinion of Reb Shlomo Kluger. This is very negi halachah l'maaseh. Let's say you find yourself in a sfar d'ishus shul, or even you find yourself in a ksav beis yosef shul. You don't always know the ksav of the sefer Torah when you walk in. Are you not yoytzei kriyas haTorah? Yes, of course you're yoytzei kriyas haTorah. Can I borrow tefillin from a friend of mine who has ksav Ariza? The answer is yes, you could, because we hold all of them are good. We hold Beis Yosef is good, and Ariza is good, and everything is good. That's what Shmuel Vazner writes in number 17. Kva yedua shaskomas hapoiskim la'alocha shekseva ashkenazis ksheru l'svardim. Our ksiva is good for svardim, ulhepach ksiva shal Ariza ksheru l'ashkenazim. Then he quotes all the G'dayim that say like this. It's an Adib Yehuda. It's a whole list of very big G'dayim. So, you don't have to worry about this. Everything's, again, you're supposed to follow your own Messiah, of course. But everything is good and everything is acceptable. Until comes along the Chazinish. So we spoke last week that the Vilna Gaon was the one against Ksav Ariza. Today we'll see there was the Chazinish. What does the Chazinish write? Says the Chazinish, Mi ul oisim hanoigim betzadi yosha. Those people that have a straight tzadi, i.e. Beis Yosef, tzvichim l'negzel li'ikuva. You need to go like this to the point where it's ma'akiv. What does he mean? He means if you have ksav Beis Yosef, you cannot use ksav Ari. Ukedas ha'baruch she'omar. V'chein mevor b'chsam sefer. Then he backs his psak up with the chsam sefer. If you remember last week we saw chsam sefer, where the chsam sefer used to say that in his sefer he all educated them to have Arizal tzadis. And he wrote, if you have a get that was written with an Arizal tzadi, it's also acceptable. Says the Chazanish, V'chein mevor b'chsam sefer Eben Ezer, Shadon la'ach shetzadi hofuch b'get, V'kos av dekivin d'chein hu k'sivos al p'yam mekubolim, V'atinu k'ir oysa tzadi ari kosha b'get, V'hine b'mokim shekaisin tzadi hofuch b'stam, V'adi kaisin k'im b'get. Zog the Chazanish. If you always write an inverted tzadi, so of course, you write that by your sefer Torah, you write that by your mezuzahs, write that by your get. V'nidon ha'chsam sefer hu b'mekoyim shekaisin tzadi yosha. That wasn't what the Chassam Sefer was talking about. The Chassam Sefer was talking about a place where everyone's Ashkenazic, everyone's Litvish, and all their tzadis are regular. And b'dieved, the Sefer forgot, and he wrote in the get and averted. Then, v'mhoisa das Chassam Sefer, the kosher tzadi hofuch b'stam, af mekoyim shekasin tzadi yosha, lo yishayach lodim get. Frekti, the Chazanish, I don't understand the Chassam Sefer. If the Chassam Sofer was talking about a case where everyone does it one way and he introverted it, so what's the Shaila? El Daitoy de la Hanoigim Tzadi Yosh Uhul Yikuvi Bistam. The Chassam Sofer zogt the Chazinish, you know what Pshat that Shuvah Chassam Sofer was? The Chassam Sofer said to himself like this, the Shaila that came to me about the get was not coming from a Sfaradish community. It wasn't coming from Chassidim. It was coming from Ashkenazim, who always used Tzadi one way. And then the Dieved, they want to know what to get, so that the Chassam Sofer was matter. Oh, bezog the Chazinish, I see from this Chassam Sofer that it was only for get they accepted it, but for everything else, but if everything else, Avada wouldn't be acceptable. So the Chazanish used that Chassam Sofer to prove that Bidyevet, for Stam, you cannot use an averted Tzadi. Okay, there's only one problem. There's another Tshuvah Chassam Sofer, which we pointed out last week. What did it say in the Tshuvah Chassam Sofer? That the Chassam Sofer told his Soferim that they should all write inverted Tzadis. So clearly the Chassam Sofer holding inverted Tzadi is kosher. So how can the Chazanish bring a raya from a Chassam Sofer in Hilchas Gittin that the Chassam Sofer holds inverted Tzadi is a pasuk for Stam? Very, very strange psak from the Chazanish. Again, the Chazanish is not saying it on his own, he's getting it from the Chassam Sofer. But that's one Tshuvah Chassam Sofer. There's another Tshuvah Chassam Sofer, which we saw together last week, where the Chassam Sofer wrote that I educated my Soferim and I told them all to use Ksav Beisayasiv except for the Tzadis. And now comes along the Chazanish and says, the Chazanish says the Chassam Sofer held inverted Tzadi is a pasuk for Ashkenazim. What's going on over here? So if you look at the Minchas Yitzchak writes in the Tshuva that Reb Yitzchak Vols confronted the Chazanish. And he said to the Chazanish, Rebbe, what about the other Chassam Sofer? So he writes in the Tshuva, he says, Ki and when I showed him that Chassam Sofer that we mentioned, Hoydali, the Chazanish agreed to me that Ksav Arizal is kosher b'diavad even for an Ashkenazi. So Taina this Yisrael Volts, the Chazanish retracted. Gevaldik, big chiddush. Although the Chazanish was adamant that for an Ashkenazi to use a tzadi hafuch is ma'akiv, that was before he saw the second Chassam Sofer. Once he saw the Chassam Sofer, which we saw last week, the Chazanish changed his mind. Now, that's very controversial, right? We don't like doing that. Right? We don't assume that things that are in Svarim are changed. So Rav Shmuel Vazner also had an interaction with the Chazanish. He writes, V'hoyeli inyin b'zei emar nechazanish. I also had a dealing with the Chazanish. Kasher osi balpoi. V'kasher ola b'daitei livsol k'zei amarti l'midei v'chassam sofer. I also told him the Chassam Sofer. V'omash l'yodam izeh. The Chazanish said, I don't know this. I'm not familiar with the Chassam Sofer. U'b'ksheni she'er eloi b'fnim. He said, show it to me. The heresy loy, I showed the Chazanish the Tshuvah Chassam Sofer, which we all saw in print last week. But says Rishon Vaz, I don't know what the Chazanish did afterwards. I don't know that he changed his mind. I don't know. Ubevadi tochos kol kihilo medina b'menhagim ki kein noviyot. Aval litchas sevatera avoid ze in a avor ze in a kealocha. Says Rishon Vaz, I can't tell you what the Chazanish didn't tell me afterwards. Again, Yisrael Volz claimed the Chazanish told him I'm changing my mind. Says Rishon Vaz, I can't say that. But I showed the Chazanish this famous Chassam Sofer. So comes along the crown of the Igrusa, the stipler, who was brother-in-laws with the Chazanish. Right? So he probably had a better idea of what the Chazanish held. So he writes like this. Number 21. Ubedvar mashashoma mimegidi balto shechazanish choizeba benyin atzadikim hafuchim. Said the stipler, what people are saying in the streets that my brother-in-law changed his mind about the inverted tzadis, al yishma lahem. Don't listen to them. Shekein darkim shokami bilti acharoyim lahagid b'shei moran mashahim roitzim. That's what people do. They have gedolim say what they want them to say. This is still a problem today. Every gadol says what I want him to say. Either gadol never said it, but he has to say it because I want him to say it because I want to feel better. Right? People that are bilti acharoyim, they have no acharias. They don't want to make themselves to be bad. So how do they justify it? Oh, Rabbi Pliny says it's mutter. Oh, terrific. Rabbi Pliny says it's mutter. A rav once told me, you don't make it big in rabbanus until they quote you wrong. That's when you know you made it big. When you quote it incorrectly. That's the highest level in rabbanus. Says the stipler, you're quoting it wrong. My brother-in-law never changed his mind. He stuck with his guns all the way to the end. This is the kicker that Litvish people always tell the chassidim. Why use ksavari? Ksav b'seyosif is not even a question. Ksav Arizal is questionable. So why should you pick a ksav that's questionable if you can use a ksav that's acceptable by all? Says the stipend. Ba'achas shetuiz abisayis of kshar l'chol des miyichdas l'sofik deraisim b'zman shemitz yichay la'asis b'hechsher b'lei viru. Why should you pick Arizal if you can go with ksav abisayis and you for sure yitzer? It's like it doesn't make sense. Omnam says the stipend. Mishu svardi oy mehasvardi mashkenazim shavoyis of noigim be'oylam b'yurafucha. I can't tell you to switch. But don't corrupt the words of the Chazanish. So, the Chazanish is saying, if you're an Ashkenazi background, you have no right using, it sounds like you shouldn't be using Savari. That's not correct for you, it's not the right thing to do. So the Minchas Tzvi over here, a fellow who lives in Eretz Yisrael, so he writes the following. He writes, Upam, one time, one time, Chaim Kinevsky came to Yerushalayim. Normally, he lives in Bnei Brak, so he traveled to Yerushalayim. Sha'alti Piv, I asked him. Sheshamati Shemar Nachazish Chazaboy Mikoyach Divrei Chasam Sofer. I said, let me ask Reb Chaim Kinevsky. Did your uncle change his mind after he saw this Nuchsam Sofer? Va'amali Bzeh Loshon Sheker VeChazov. Not true. Me Oylom Loi Chazaboy. My uncle never changed his mind. He never, not like the way Yerushal Voltz was saying it off. It's not true. The Chazanish never changed his mind. The Chazanish still believes that if you use a tzadi hafuch and you're an Ashkenazi, you're not Yitz. Ula, however, Baruch HaSabeinu Kassad, the B'tchila Sha'ala Chazanish Eretz Yisrael, when the Chazanish first came to Eretz Yisrael, he passed all the tefillin in Eretz Yisrael. V'afle Eilu Shenagu came. The Chazanish was so chomer, I'm not sure how this makes sense with what he writes in the Sefer, and it doesn't sound like that so much, but here he's saying that the Chazanish first came to town, he passed all the tefillin. All Ksav Arizal tefillin he passed. And then he took it back a little bit. Then he said, you know what? For Svardim, or those that have a Kabbalah, no, let them leave it the way it is. And then he says, he had a following story. He said that his Rebbe, Reb Shmuel Orbach, told him that his father, Reb Shlomo Zalman, told him that Kibel me avi tefillin biyur hafucha. Reb Shlomo Zalman came from a father that was a little bit more mekubal, Kabbalah. He had Ksav Ari. Ukesh Esparsim, Haros Chazanish, Liv Sobazer, Shana Oysim Yud Yisharim. When Reb Shlomo Zalman heard the Chazanish's psak, he changed his tefillin. Because his tefillin were Ksavari. Chazanish Ksavari is possible for us Ashkenazim. So Reb Shlomo Zalman redid his tefillin. Kimish Shemin Hogev, Oyapi Min Hogev Ashkenaz. V'chein Shemati Mimareinu V'Rabbeinu Mare Agar Reb Yosef Shom L'Yashu Shizda. T'yesh L'shanus L'yud Yishara. Said Reb Yashu, if you're an Ashkenazi guy, and you happen to have tefillin based Ksavari, change them. Kiven de Bezeh Ein Shom Pikbuk. You can make a bracha and you yotze, but going forward, Rabbi Eliashiv and Reb Shlomo Zalman thought it's more correct for a regular Ashkenazi to have ksav beis Yosef. If you look in the Shevet HaKohasi, he writes an interesting idea. He quotes from the Beis Yisrael. That was the Ger Rebbe. The Ger Rebbe had an interesting minhag. Now the Ger Rebbe, you presumably follow ksav ari. So if he followed ksav ari, so his tefillin had ksav ari, and his mezuzahs had ksav ari. But he writes over here, "V'shemati mikor v'agoyin hakodesh habeis Yisrael, shabeis Yisrael noig lani chelik me'amezuzah ksav beisayis v'chelik ksav ari." The Beis Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe, had a mixed match of mezuzahs. So again, according to the Shlomo Zalman, that's not so great. You really shouldn't do that. Now, why would the Beis Yisrael do that? Kivin shemar na beis Yosef hayimored arad Yisrael. The Maisa, the Beis Yosef was the Beis Yosef. You know, we follow him for everything else. He was the Meirid Arad Yisrael. I don't know if he means the Meirid Arad the Eretz Yisrael, because Beis Yosef was an Eretz Yisrael, or he means something. You know, you can't just be so quick to machavek to Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef is a Shulchan Aruch. Then he quotes over here from a bunch of different Chassidish Rebbes. Very easy. I'm going to call him Merash Mebelze, the Belze Rebbe. Tziva sheyichtavu avur shnei sifrei Torah. The Belze Rebbe wanted two sifrei Torah. Be'echad ksav Beis Yosef, u'be'echad ksav Arizal. He wanted to have both. And then he writes over here, so why is it so popular that Chassidim today have Ksav Arizal in the Sifrei Torah? That came from the Baal Shem Tov. He writes, that's why this became, again, it's clear that there was a time in history where Ksav Ari was only in Tefillin, not in Sifrei Torah. But already the Talmid Baal Shem Tov made that already more popular. That's what he writes over here, number 26, a whole list of Chassidish Rebbes, the Dinever, and the Zinichever, all the Gdolim, that all thought that you're supposed to use Ksav Arizal for everything. And that's why Chassidim today, except for Klausenbergers, have Ksav Arizal for everything. Okay. He listened to this Shaila that was presented to him by Victor Nevinson. Interesting Shaila. Number 25. Misha Ovid Bobi Mishpacha Akshul Chassidis Musiemis. A family that's connected to Chassidishes. Whatever that means. They give money, they go to a tish. don't know, whatever it means. They had, in America, they had some connection to some Hasidus, and they moved to Eretz Yisrael. They want to know what tefillin should they get for their children. Said Rabbi Avigdor Nevinsohl, Beis Yosef. Ksav Beis Yosef. So the Shoyl asked, Lama? Who kashu l'kuli alma? Said Rabbi Avigdor Nevinsohl, why not? Like the stipler said. Because you can't go wrong with using Ksav Beis Yosef. Ksavari is already a shayla. So if you have very strong minhag, ben acha ben, everyone was using ksavari, okay, then you should use ksavari. But if you're not really anything, you know, it could be your father got ksavari because that's what someone told him to buy, but you're not, it doesn't fit the rest of the family minhagim. And it's perhaps more correct that you should have ksav beis yosef. What about Parsha Zohar? Should I go to a shul that has my ksav for Parsha Zohar? I got the shayla this year, someone called me up. He wanted to know, does my shul have, which type of ksav does my Sefer Torah in my shul? Because he wants to come for Parsha Zohar. Is that a real out there chumrah? Or there's some legitimacy to such a chumrah? So we've spoken in the past that the Achranim discuss for Parsha Zohar, should you have to hear Parsha Zohar in the same havara as you speak? Like, you can't go to a Chassidish shul, you can't go to a Sfadish shul. That's a discussion in the Paiskim. But this is even more than that. This is not the havara, this is the ksav of the Sefer Torah. So Moshe Sternbach discusses this in Ma'idim Mizvanim. He writes like this. Number 27. According to Menu Rishon, the chiyuv to be Parsha Zohar is from a Sefer Torah. It should be written the best Sefer Torah you have. For Parsha Zohar, you should only use the top Sefer Torah. That's if, for example, you have Sefer Torah that some are computer checked and some are not computer checked. So then you should, for Parsha Zohar, you should only use the computer checked Sefer Torah. Fine. That I think we're okay with, right? That makes sense. Says Moshe Sternbach, that's what we do in my shul. Uladugma. Yesh noigim luchtev tzadi biyud afucha, kam Sefer Torah, v'gam ayoyim kol Sefer Torah, b'vatik nesir shal sfarad v'chassidim. He says, well, what happens if you have a Sefer Torah that's written with the Tzadei Fucha? According to the Chazon Ish, and maybe according to the Vilna Gaon, you're not Yotze. Says Rav Moshe Sternbach, he writes, Kivan shala kuli alma eina hepuch, ma'akiv, medaktikin, b'pasha zohar, lotzeis, b'yashara, dafka, kivan shetlono, ha'maseris kain. For us, l'shanas, b'shamakim, ha'maseris, shizei ikra din. Shkolech anoi kifi kabalosei. You should not go to a Sefer Torah. If you're a Ksav Beis Yosef, you should ask where you're going to be for Parsha Zohar to find out whether or not it's going to be Ksav Beis Yosef, Ksav Ari. You should not hear Parsha Zohar from Ksav Beis Ari. But a regular Shabbos, that's no problem. A regular Shabbos afternoon, laning, no problem. But Paskins of Moshe Sternbach, Parsha Zohar, if you're Ksav Beis Yosef, you should not hear from Ksav Ari. Big, big chum. Reb Shlomo Zalman writes in number 28, not such a chumrah. He writes, Reb Shlomo Zalman paskin, the motto lechatchila likres ba bebracha velatzes ba yidei chayva afil likres parashat zachar. So Reb Shlomo Zalman, it's not a problem at all. Atzad hafucha is not a problem for parashat zachar. I never heard of such a chumrah. Who has such a chumrah? Who has a chumrah that the ksav matters? Rav Zalman was totally against this chumrah. However, number 29 is Reb Chaim Kanievsky. They asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, "Im tzorich lahakbi bezochel l'shmoya misefer Torah shekosel afim in hagoi v'chein lefich havarish uhuragel? Do you have to be machbi for Parsha Zohar for the same ksav? The chatchila tzorich." Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Says you do. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Reb Moshe Sternbach versus Reb Shlomo Zalman. I don't know. I don't think the Welt is machmer like this. I don't think that, but there are. Shouldn't maybe we shouldn't be so quick to make fun of it? It is the opinion of both of Moshe Sternbach and Rav Moshe Sternbach and Rav Chaim Kanievsky. I don't know if someone asked me this last week, but we discussed last week that there's two people that are involved in the proofreading. There's the Sefer, and then there's the Magia. So can a lady be a Magia? Very out there question today. We know a lady can't do Safros. Can she be a Magia? She's proofreading. She'll be Magia and have the Sefer fix it. So someone asked me, Ephraim Greenblatt, this Shaila. He writes in number 30, Hayim Isha Yechoy Lahagia Sefer Torah. Ukadema, ukemuvim below the takin, elashi tisamein. The issue you takin. She'll be the proofreader and someone else will fix it. Again, she has a good eye. She can notice the seris vechaseris. Let her be the proofreader. So Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt writes, Omar Hamachabe. This is Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt talking. Avdul Chayyur near the mutter. There's nothing wrong with it. Kirak Magio Misamenes, Le Misakenes. She's not writing the Sefer Torah. He thinks it's a slippery slope. She starts fixing things, she starts writing things, she's let's not go down that route. But Meikaradin, nothing wrong with it. She can be, so again, same thing, can she watch the computer screen? All right, we spoke about the computers. Well, someone watches it, so according to Meikaradin, it's not a problem. Okay, I just want to talk about one more part of Stam, is the klaf itself. Right, we take for granted all these things, but where does the klaf come from? It comes from an animal hide. Now, how do you take an animal and turn it into that paper that we have called klaf? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in number 31, Tzarech ha-klaf liyos mu'ubud. You have to do a process called ibud. You change it, and you take from a piece of hide, you change it into a piece of paper. There's a whole process. You do that with chemicals, afatzim, isid, v'tzarech shi mu'ubud lishma. But this ibud can't just be done for the sake of whatever, it has to be done lishma. So what does that mean? Zakhtu shochanach, toiv lohaiti bisfasav b'tchilas ibud shuma abdui l'shem tefillin. You express that I'm doing this process, which took a couple of days for it to be able to become ready. For you have to take the hair off, you have to have chemical reactions, and then it has to dry out, the whole procedure. I'm doing it l'shma. What's the l'shma? I'm doing it l'shem tefillin or l'shem sefer Torah. Avlam ibdui l'shem mezuzah pasul. But if I'm doing this whole process for a mezuzah, and then someone calls me up and wants me to write tefillin, no good. Why? Mr. Brook explains, because that's going down in Kedusha. So it has to be done l'shma. Why am I bringing this out? Because today, Ibud is done with machines. They don't do it anymore by hand. So everyone and their uncle talks about, machines can't make l'shma. So this is not a new shayla, right? We spoke about this by the matzah, it comes up by the tzitzis. So if you go to the sefer and you want to just be a shtickle troublemaker, you can ask him, was this called ibud biyad? Meaning, how did you make the klaf? Was the klaf made by hand, some person sitting there doing this whole process, or was it made by machines? Many achrayim held that machines are the same thing today. If you eat machine matzah, meaning if you're eating machine matzah on Lil Seder, you should probably be very comfortable using machine-made klaf. But there are poskim that are a little bit more hesitant, but today, both are acceptable, both are available. If you want to ask the sefer, by the way, I'm curious, was the klaf made by hand, or was the klaf made by machine? But again, at the end of the day, ruba de ruba of the poskim hold, both versions are accepted, they are considered, machines are accepted being done by man. But again, lishma is ma'akif. That's why today there's a hashkacha on the klaf, because you got to make sure the klaf was made lishma. Klaf made shalei lishma, taka renders it possible.